The Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, in collaboration with the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, has established response centers for survivors of gender-based violence in 3 selected markets in Accra and Kumasi. The gender minister, Nanoye Litha, who stated this in Accra, said the response centers will coordinate critical services for head porters, also known as Kayayi, track pushers and market women. Here's a report by Sharon Asma.
The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyelitha, said apart from the Malamata market, a response center has also been established at Abubulushi. And soon, another one would be set up at Oforikrom Central Market in Kumasi. She added that the centers are direct interventions to empower and support female porters and market women.
This center is unique in that it provides legal services, social services, health services to our headquarters and also to our market women within the markets. This shows government's commitment in partnership with the UNFPA in moving higher and higher the fight against gender-based violence. We have set these centers up so that our our market women can easily access these services whilst working and get some remedies and respite. I was just telling Our Excellency that some of the Kayaye here have fled from child marriage. What will these response centers do? They will coordinate critical services for Kayaye and for market women. They are going to provide counseling and follow-ups by service providers and also keep track of the services: trauma prevention, gender-based violence, HIV, pre and post-testing, and also prophylaxis. We are also training market paralegals. This initiative is consistent with our Domestic Violence Act of 2007.
The Executive Director for UNFPA, Dr. Babatunde Osotuhim, stressed the need for Ghana and the African continent to promote gender equality. He said the UNFPA will continue to support efforts to curb gender-based violence.
Markets are the center of life of a community, because that's where people go to get food, to get clothing, to get everything they need for their livelihoods. We have to sustain markets, we have to build markets, and we have to support markets. Now, the other point which has to be made is that if you are in any doubt as to how competent women are to run communities and to run nations, go to markets. Because in markets, women run them, and they run them very well. So we should congratulate our women for making sure that our communities are safe, and that we should encourage them not to stop at markets. They should take over and become president of Ghana. This project, which looks after the welfare of women and protects them from gender-based violence, also offers them services for family planning and also provides support for those girls who have come from the north. We've been able to provide training for them so they can begin a life of their own. We have to be able to create opportunities for every young girl to reach her full potential. Of course, education is the best if we can get them to school and stay in school. But if we can't, we must then provide them opportunities to at least learn a skill so they can generate income, look after themselves and the children the best. I've always asked myself, as a man, what will push a man to start beating a woman? There are many ways of talking to people. There are many ways of resolving conflict. There is no basis, and it's unacceptable for any man to beat a woman.